We're in our 24th year. We started out with 15 producers on the first year in Wyoming County, and it was one of those things. It was a last-minute thing. We said, well, let's try this, and it's just kept growing from there. We're just over 180 producers statewide now.
Greg Zimpfer is the owner of Zimpfer Maple in Attica. He's been interested in maple syrup since he started tapping maple trees in his yard as a kid in West Seneca, and has made it professionally since the mid-70s. He says the festival takes place in spring because that's when it gets warm enough for the sap to run.
It's basically the first crop of the year. We start tapping in early January. As the weather starts getting above 32, sap will run. When it gets below 32, sap will stop running. And as the buds come out on the leaves or on the trees, to form leaves, it becomes the end of the season.
It takes about 20 working days for Zimpfer to process all the sap from the trees. And with the weather this year, he was running a little behind.
It made a little bit of a later start than normal. Normally, the last couple of years, by the 1st of March, we've been about a half a crop. This year, we're only about a quarter of a crop. But we're right back on schedule. The weather the last 4 days have been absolutely fantastic.
It'll be a working weekend for Zimpfer when he hosts visitors for the next 2 weekends. Besides the opportunity to sample and buy a variety of maple products, you'll get to see the process by which a whole lot of sap becomes a small amount of syrup.
A gallon of syrup, it takes about 43 to 45 gallons of raw sap to make that gallon of syrup. Out of a tree in the course of the year, you get about 20 gallons of sap, and I can boil about 100 gallons of sap an hour.
Last year, New York State produced more than 800,000 gallons of maple syrup, their highest production rate ever. The value of that crop won't be announced until June, but the 2017 harvest had an estimated economic impact of more than $140 million.
We are the number two producer in the United States. The only producer who makes more than us is Vermont. We hate to use that Vermont word, but, you know, they are bigger than us.
What about Canada? Do you feel particularly competitive with the Canadian maple syrup producers?
Quebec, in particular, is about 80% of the world's crop. So, yes, in comparison, we're rather small to them, but I think we make a better product than they.
Zimpfer says that syrup, much like wine, has a different flavor depending on where the trees are grown. And he's adamant about telling you that the name brand pancake topping you buy at the supermarket isn't maple syrup.
Mike's comment to the public is always that what you buy in the supermarket, like Aunt Jemima or any of the pancake syrups, are not maple syrup. That's just a byproduct of DuPont. If it wouldn't fit on your tire, they make it in the pancake syrup. Maple syrup is pure product, comes right from the tree. We added nothing. The only thing we did was remove water. A pancake syrup is a chemical process.
You can find out for yourself how good the real thing tastes for the next 2 weekends, March 23rd and 24th, and March 30th and 31st, at more than 175 maple producers across the state, including about 50 in western New York. The event is free. More details are available at mapleweekend.com. Howard Rydell, WBFO News.